Welcome to Opus Here. My name is Greg Horn. I want to talk to you about choosing faith over fear here as we start 2020. I've talked about that over the past 2 years of doing Opus Here. That's an area that I've allowed the enemy to steal too many good opportunities in my life because of fear. And through talking with many people over the past 17 years and doing ministry, I've heard that to be the case with a lot of other people. So I hope you're going to be encouraged today as we're going to talk about how we can choose faith over fear. And I want to share with you that scripture in John chapter 20, verse 19. It says that Sunday evening, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. Suddenly, Jesus was standing there among them. "Peace be with you," he said. And so as you hear that scripture there, you can imagine what it was like for them. But think about that. You know, they're afraid and fear. And the fact of the matter is that fear always limits you, doesn't it? I mean, you can't experience God's best if you're living in fear. I want you to think about that first Easter evening meal nearly 2,000 years ago. I mean, the disciples hadn't even seen Jesus yet, but they had heard that he had risen from the dead. They didn't know if they could actually believe that news or not. And in fact, they were scared to death. And man, I can only imagine what that would be like with all that they had done walking with him for 3 years and then just an absolute brutal death that he suffered. But he had said that he was coming back and to know that he was. But you can understand why they were in fear. And, you know, the Bible, you know, described it that they were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. And then suddenly there was Jesus standing among them. "Peace be with you." But I want you to go back again as we talked about that verse that the doors were locked because they were afraid. And you know, one of the things I hope through Hope is Here and even in my own life that maybe some things that I've locked just to protect my heart, my mind. And don't get me wrong, Proverbs 4:23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the foundation of life." So, but the fact of the matter is that, you know, we're all going to have things that could hurt us or, you know, bother us, but we just have to trust God with them. But sometimes we stay too protective and there's always a fine balance with that. But, you know, that's what fear does. It locks you out of doors maybe that God wants you to go through. And as we start 2020 this year, you know, we're in the middle of the second full week. I want you to really think back, maybe what are some doors that you wish you would have walked through, but you decided to play it safe. And I understand there's sometimes you just can't take a risk. At the same time, if you want to walk on the water, you got to get out of the boat. And for some of you listening, maybe 2019, you had your heart broken and you're telling yourself you'll never let anyone get close to you again. Or maybe you did take a risk and tried out a new job, and man, it just was a bomb. It was not a good fit. You just were not able to flourish with your gift set. And now you're like, no way I'm ever going to try a new career path. I'm going to go back to what I did. I should have played it safe. And you're playing that second guessing game, which obviously is always torture. Or maybe you've been hurt by a church. And you kind of push God out of your life because of it. You know, I listen on the radio and on the podcast, Hope is Here, and other pastors and spiritual programs that I love to fill my tank and help me grow in my relationship with Jesus. But the fact of the matter is, you know, I'm not going to go to church for a while because I got hurt by some people there. And really, in all honesty, we can't protect ourselves from pain. I mean, there's so many different areas where we can get hurt. And in fact, it's even foolish to try because we live on a planet that is broken by sin. And that's why Jesus came. And I know I've even asked God why sometimes, and yet I need to not be surprised that Jesus warned us, in this world, you will have trials and tribulations. But do not worry or be in fear because I have overcome the world. And I've got to be reminded of that on a daily basis. And it's one of the reasons why we do Hope is Here, to be reminded that we can have faith in God because of Jesus and not let fear overwhelm us. And I heard about the unfortunate news that Rick Muchow, who is a great worship leader at a church in California, and unfortunately he had discovered that he had inoperable brain cancer. And he's written a lot of good music, you know, but instead of fear, even though he's a guy that obviously loves to worship God through music, writing and singing songs, Rick just consistently chose faith. And I was really inspired and just blessed by six things that he shared that he thought might help others to choose faith over fear. And he said, you know, I get asked all the time how I've dealt with the fear since I got this diagnosis. But he shared these six things, and it really spoke to me about how in 2020 I'd like to choose faith over fear. I read this back last year. It was I saw an article back in April of 2019, but just had been waiting for the right time to share this because it really, really spoke to me, and maybe it'll speak to you as you try to choose faith over fear in 2020. He said the first thing that really helped him deal with fear and choose faith over fear was, one, just to remember that God's presence is always there. He said, I always know that God is personal and he's a close friend. He's not some distant deity that we worship, unlike some religions that worship statues and things. He said, my relationship with God was always alive and personal before I got diagnosed with inoperable brain cancer, and it's still true now. And, you know, I want to remind you, you know, we've talked about prayer on Hope Is Here, and you know, prayer is simply a conversation between you and God. I think we make it way too complicated sometimes. But I want to remind you, like any good conversation, it's a two-way street. It's not just about us talking. It's about also listening. And God wants to speak to his children. And I want to encourage you that if you're going through a season of fear, it's great to talk to God, but also let him speak to you. He can help remove some of that fear that you have. And just know that God's presence is always there. He promises in the Bible he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. And some of you need to hear that today. You feel alone, and I understand that. And yet, I want you to know that God is with you. The Bible says if God is for us, who can be against us? In the book of Hebrews, it says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you can cling to that. Second thing that Rick said has helped him choose faith instead of fear is that he has to remember that there's been a history of God working during his life through many other challenging seasons. And yet I'm sure maybe none of them have been as challenging as having inoperable brain cancer. But he said, I know that I've seen God do miracles in other people's lives, and I'm going to believe that he's going to do them in mine. And I thought back to this year. I was journaling on New Year's Day about blessings that I had in 2019 and then challenges that were in my life. And I've shared a lot of the blessings that God's done, like providing a new car, not brand new, but new to me back in June, just a guy calling me out of the blue, and just how people have provided financially to make Hope Is Here possible. And it's just been miraculous to see so many things that God has done. But one that I'd forgotten that God had done, it was a huge blessing in 2019, and how God worked in a powerful way, was last year in February. So we're coming up on almost a year anniversary where I was out of town. I was the radio voice of Georgetown College men's and women's basketball last year, and I was in Georgia to do a game. And I got a phone call and said, hey, I'm getting ready to text you a picture, but a tree fell on the house last night. I had those two guys, Troy and Luke, staying with me, and I'm trying to help them get back on their feet after dealing with some addiction issues, and Troy was actually incarcerated. So I get this picture that we'd had a snowstorm, a lot of wind, and a tree in my backyard fell over on my house. And the picture, I mean, it was a little bit scary, to be honest. I thought, oh, my gosh. And so I got the picture, and so called him back, and I said, man, is there any damage to the house? And he's like, no, not that we can tell, he said, but I just thought you needed to know. And I said, yeah, absolutely. And I'm 6.5 hours away from Lexington down in Georgia. And I just was like, okay, God, I just got to trust you on this. But my goodness, I have to be honest, I'm in a little bit of fear how much this is going to cost me. So I was able to text my insurance agent, and he said, we'll get some of their first thing Monday morning to look at it. And so they did. And I got home later Sunday night after calling the men's and women's doubleheader there, and there was not any problems as far as in my house. I was afraid there might be a hole in my roof or whatever. But the next day when the guy came to do the evaluation and the assessment of the damage, he said, you know, you're going to have a new roof. It's tore off some shingles, and it's definitely, you know, that's been caused by the big tree falling, and it knocked my satellite dish off. And so I was like, okay. And so my deductible was $500, but the good news was the tree was in between my property and my neighbor's, and so he had a lot worse damage. Unfortunately, the tree fell at an angle and tore the corner of his roof off, and yet I was thinking, oh my goodness, worried about my damage. Well, it winds up he had a lot more damage, tore his gutter off and on one side, and did a lot more damage to his house than I had. So we split the deductible, so it was only $250. Then it winds up the appraisal, what the guy gave me, and I wind up making $500 and got a brand new roof. And as I drove in on New Year's Day after writing and journaling, I was like, Lord, I'm sorry. I forgot about the blessing of how you provided a new roof for me on my house. It's almost 20 years old, and I got a brand new roof. And then even came out after even paying my deductible, $250 to the good, after we split the deductible. And then I wind up having a problem with my car after I received the check and paid everything. And my car started some problems, and I had to spend almost $300 to get it fixed, which thankfully, you know, was not a major thing. But that leftover money from getting the roof done paid 90% of it. And so for some of you listening today, you know, you've had a tree fall on your house or something similar that you're like, oh my gosh, man, what is going to happen here? This can't be good. Well, it actually wound up being a blessing, what happened in my life with a tree falling on my house. I never dreamed that I would be saying that almost a year later, but it's true. And I was reminded of that blessing. And even though I got in fear in Georgia until I could get home and see it personally, the picture, and even though I trusted the guy that I was talking with that was living with me, I still, you know, wanted to see it myself. And yet, as Romans 8:28 says, all things work to the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And so I'm embarrassed that I did get in as much fear as I did and that I wasn't a person more of faith. But I share that story with you today to remind you that, you know, God has had a history of working in my life, and I know he has in your life. And I want to encourage you to go back and check those blessings out. Well, I'm out of time today, but I hope you'll join me again tomorrow as we'll continue our conversation about how we can choose faith over fear. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.